Thank you, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Roy Brennan from Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Reno. Biggest little city in the world? Littlest big city in the world?
That is correct.
Something, one of those two. What do you do there?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
All right.
But my wife and I own a 7-Eleven.
No!
Wow. Oh, jeez.
And so how is this wine?
Have you tried the 7-Eleven wine?
It actually hasn't come out yet. We're supposed to get it next week.
Right. And are you laying in a supply of stemware and amusing cheeses? Well, that's exciting. Well, let us know how it is. But right now, Roy, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Roy's topic?
I'm sorry, children. We had to replace Santa because he exceeded our new body mass index standards.
Like any modern industry, Christmas must constantly change and update itself to remain relevant, but not everyone is so eager or ready for that change. This week, we read about some folks caught off guard by the modern holidays. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of adapting to Christmas in the 21st century. Choose the real story, and you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
You better not pout, or Mom will bust you on her iPhone. The iTunes Store has a new Christmas application, Naughty or Nice, which allows parents to report good and bad behavior to the North Pole and get video feedback from Santa, Mrs. Claus, Rudolph, and Frosty. Susie cleans up her room without nagging, Mom types in nice, and Mrs. Claus pops up saying, good job, I'll make sure Santa hears about this. Tommy slugs his little brother, Dad enters Naughty, and an elf says, you don't want good presents? Because, and this is the genius of the $1.99 app, the number of naughties and nices determine which pre-ordered toys from Amazon will end up under the tree. Is it fair to blackmail our children? One mom wrote on parenting blog Moms First. Another responded, oh, please. I have 6-year-old twin boys, and I've already used the app twice. Thank you, Santa.
An iPhone app, which you record your children's naughty or nices, and then it orders the presents for them appropriately. Your next story of someone struggling to survive Christmas as it modernizes comes from Mo Rocca.
Ah, the perils of being a mall Santa in 2009. Overbearing mall cops. Knee injuries from kids fatter than ever. And then there's the language barrier. An elderly Santa can be forgiven for thinking that Sony PSP is some sort of hippie drug, or that Guitar Hero is a nickname for Les Paul, or that the kid who says, I want a Wii, might just go right then and there. Quote, nothing could be more depressing than being asked by Santa what you want for Christmas and finding he doesn't have a clue what you're talking about, said one Father Christmas. It was much easier when all kids wanted was Connect Four. Which is why in Britain, a crash course and helpline have been set up for Santas to consult with experts for explanations of consoles, MP3 players, and heartwarming stocking stuffers like Grand Theft Auto. And no, that's not the sequel to The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Santa's getting training in Britain. Emergency crash courses in Tech Talk. Your last tale of Christmas in the modern era comes from Adam Felber.
The 10-minute Christmas Eve silent prayer has been a staple of the Plattsville, Virginia Baptist Church for over 90 years, but the cell phone age was destroying it. Until this year, when Pastor Jeff Branyan found the only reasonable solution, move the entire congregation hundreds of feet underground. The newly opened Grotto Sanctuary is the fulfillment of two of Pastor Jeff's longtime goals. One, take advantage of the beautiful natural caverns beneath the church's grounds. And two, silence those infernal demonic devices once and for all. Quote, even when you tell people to turn them off, they don't, says Branyan. I can hear them vibrating in the pockets of my flock. Well, not this year. Those pockets of sin will be pockets of silence as the 350-member congregation rides the elevator down to their spectacular new chapel, which is featured in this month's Architectural Digest, for a truly silent night. Pastor Jeffy says, quote, yes, it's a long ride down, but ultimately it will save folks a much longer one.
All right. Let us review your choices from Roxanne Roberts, an iPhone app that records how naughty and how nice your children are being through the year and then orders the appropriate present for them. From Moraka, a crash course for mall Santas in Britain on what exactly those kids are asking for when they ask for it. And from Adam Felber, a new church sanctuary so far beneath ground that you can't get cell service at long last. Which of these is the real story of a modernization for Christmas?
The naughty or nice. There's so many iPhone applications. I think that's the one.
You think that's the one?
Put down the sauce.
So I'm going to go with the naughty.
You're going to go with Roxanne's story of the naughty or nice iPhone app. All right. Well, we spoke to someone who was familiar with this new modernization.
The Santas needs to pay attention to what his grandchildren are doing. He needs to watch the promotions on TV. Can you train that? But it's difficult to train.
That, in fact, was Bob Minty from Santa for Hire. That's an agency that sends out Santas and needs to train them in the names of the new toys. I'm so sorry. As it turns out, Mo had the real story.
Yes.
But Roxanne, as she loves to do, managed to beguile you. But you did earn a point for Roxanne. You didn't win our game, but you did well for Roxanne. So thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much, Peter.
And enjoy that wine.
Yes. Thank you.